Our first reading today comes from Luke chapter 23, verses 26 to 31. With loud shouts, they insistently demanded that he be crucified, and their shouts prevailed. So Pilate decided to grant their demand. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, the one they asked for, and surrendered Jesus to their will. As the soldiers led him away, they seized Simon from Cyrene, who was on his way in from the country, and put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus.
Well, thank you so much, Quinn. So there we go. Well, welcome. My name's Chris here, and I'm the pastor here. It's lovely to that you've come to us on Good Friday, and we pray that this will be a wonderful and helpful time for you. Father in heaven, increase our faith. May we love Jesus more. May we appreciate more what you have done. Father, open our eyes to his glory. In Jesus' name, amen. So as Michael said, today is Good Friday, when we celebrate Jesus' death on a Roman cross. Why would Christians celebrate something so terrible done to their God as for him to be crucified on a Roman cross? No other religion celebrates the gruesome death of their leader. Why would we? I mean, Good Friday. What can be good about the cross? The cross is the moment when everything is revealed. Everything has been building up to this point, to the great reveal. It's like a magic trick. Michael, would you come up just for a sec? Okay, so here we go. So here is an ordinary pack of cards. Can you just verify that's an ordinary pack of cards? They're all different. They're not stuck together. They're not repeated. Okay, it's just an ordinary pack of cards. You've never seen this before. I haven't briefed you in any way. Okay, it's an ordinary pack of cards. Would you like to shuffle that pack of cards?
I don't shuffle well, but
I'm... Oh, Quinn, would you like to come up and shuffle for your dad? Now, I have a card, and I'm just going to put it in full sight over here. So there it is. That's my card. Okay. All right. Boop. Lift it up a bit higher so you can see. All right. There we go. That's my card. Okay. So now, may I have the shuffled deck? Okay. So maybe sit down. That's all right. So, but still involved. So what I'm going to do is cut the deck just sort of randomly halfway through. Now, which side do you choose?
The left.
Your left or my left?
Okay, good point. Left, your left.
All right, so here we have some remaining cards. All right, which ones do you choose?
Your left.
My left, and what do you want me to do with those? Just throw them away or keep them?
Keep them.
Keep them, all right. All right, so here we have a couple more. So which ones do you want to choose? Left or right? My left or your left? Sorry, my right or my left, okay?
Your right.
My right, okay, so we keep these?
Yes.
Okay, throw those away. All right, so now we have 1, 2, 3, 4. Could you pick a number between 1 and 4?
3. 1, 2, 3.
All right, so you have picked this card here, right? This card. You've chosen one card. All right. So here we go. Now, I haven't chosen it. You have. And you could have chosen any of these cards, couldn't you?
Yep.
Yeah. But you didn't. So there we go. What you did is you chose this card here. And it's now time for the big reveal. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. So here it is. So the card that I have is the Three of Spades. The card that you chose was the Three of Spades. Astounding, Michael. How did you do that? You know how I did it. All right. I told you it was the big reveal. All right. So, In the story of Jesus, why did I do that? Badly. In the story of Jesus, everything has been building to the cross. Okay, human choices, God's plans coming together, everything in the Gospel of Luke so far, everything, in fact, in the whole story of God and his people has been building leading up to this point. I want to give three short talks which reveal the goodness of Good Friday in three word phrases. Here's the first one. Weep for yourselves. These words explain why we need Good Friday. Jesus, of course, said this to the women who were following him on his way to the cross. They knew what was happening to Jesus, and so they were crying for him, they were weeping for him. And Jesus said to them, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, weep for yourselves." Why? Because of a judgment which was going to fall upon the whole city of Jerusalem. Everything had been leading up to this point. For hundreds of years, God had sent messenger after messenger over successive generations to urge his people to turn back to him in their hearts. For hundreds and hundreds of years, they'd been ignoring him. Oh yeah, they were very religious. But you can be religious and still ignore God, can't you? Finally, God sent them in love his one and only Son. Surely they would listen to him, but they didn't. And in what was an ultimate rejection of the Lord God, they had God's Son handed over to the Romans to be crucified. And that is why Jesus said, "Do not weep for me, weep for yourselves because of the judgment that is going to come." And it came. In AD 70, the whole city of Jerusalem was destroyed by the Romans. It was a terrible judgment, but fair, because all of the choices they had been making in history had been building up to this. Well, what about us? You know, the truth is we matter immensely to God. God made us in love, in his image, to be his image bearers, to rule the world under him. But we are just experts at pushing him aside. And in the decisions we make, we shut him out of our lives. We reject his good and loving rule. We put other things in place, good things, but they become evil. And in making that swap, of course, we reject the Creator. We reject his way. We do damage to ourselves. We do damage to other people. We do damage to his world. This grieves the Lord. We might be very religious, but as we saw from those in Jesus' day, we can still be religious and yet in our hearts be rebels against God. Where is it all heading? The decisions. It's heading to an even bigger day of judgment, which Jesus had already spoken about, involving the whole world, you and me. We haven't got time to go into it, but Jesus foreshadows it in saying, "Weep for yourselves." Now, this Easter, maybe like the women hearing what Jesus went through, we might be tempted to weep for him. Jesus says, "Weep for yourselves because of the judgment to come." Friends, this is why we need the cross. Because the cross was God's loving plan for sinners to escape God's judgment. Now, as for how, all will be revealed in a moment. But first, we need to turn to God, don't we?